Blackstone Publishing presents Always a Soldier, Service, Sacrifice, and Coming Out as America's Favorite Black Gay Republican by Rob Smith. This book is read by Rob Smith. Foreword by Richard Grinnell, U.S. Ambassador to Germany. Rob Smith calls himself America's Favorite Black Gay Veteran Republican as a kind of half-joke to call attention to the idiocy of certain types of identity politics. But Rob is no joke. I first noticed Rob when he decided to come out as a conservative and was struck by his maturity and seriousness. I am grateful for Rob's courage to help shine a light on issues that are important. This book is the story of a young man destined to overcome his extraordinary circumstances, someone focused on turning his life around. And while I know he was nervous about revealing the mistakes of the past, I also know his intention is to be authentic. His story will challenge others to change their circumstances rather than be bound by them. We can all learn valuable lessons from Rob's story. Preface. This is a work of creative nonfiction. Everything that is described in this memoir actually happened. Though the dialogue may not be exact, it's characterized based on conversations and situations that happened with real people, most of whom are still alive and serving today. For that reason, I decided to use pseudonyms for the names of everyone but myself. I want to protect the anonymity and dignity of the soldiers that I served with. If they read it, they will know who they are, but the world doesn't have to. None of us were perfect, but I aimed to do the best job I possibly could at humanizing these very real people. There are no heroes or villains in this story, just flawed and imperfect human beings. Real soldiers are not the flawless heroes of military movies, nor are they the bloodthirsty monsters America's anti-military elements would like to make them out to be. If I set out to do anything in this book, it's to portray the humanity of our active duty soldiers. With humanity comes flaws, and as you will see, we were all at times brave and frightened, selfish and selfless, strong and weak. We were all soldiers with our own reasons for signing up for military service, but still meant to give our best in service of this beloved country we call the United States of America. In case you haven't noticed, I'm black and gay. These two immutable characteristics have defined my life in many ways that you will read about in the coming pages. The racism I faced in the military was omnipresent but not devastating. The homophobia I faced was, at the time, enshrined in military law. Being open and honest about my early days as a gay...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?